your face for all glory.
Fire.
You're giving me more joy than joy. The kind of baby gets with a brand new toy. So don't let it in.
Timeless classic from 1970 from the LP Portrait of the Originals. That was Don't Stop Now. And live on the phone from California, I've got Hank Dixon. Hank, welcome to Radio Newark. Welcome to England.
Thank you very much. And hello, everybody.
Brilliant. So you're the only surviving member of the Originals.
Yes, I'm the last surviving member.
And, well, the Originals are widely known as the Motown's best kept secret.
Yeah, that's what they always said. I wonder what they meant by that.
I don't know, because I mean, you were with Motown for 15 years or so.
Yeah, ever since 1969.
Wow, and
that was when we did the background vocals too.
Well, that's it, because everybody was pitching in, and they were using you as the house backing band, weren't they? You did the back into Jimmy Ruffin's What Becomes of the Broken Hearted.
That's right.
Stevie Wonder's For Once in My Life. There's just a whole ream of them.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Uh-huh.
Great stuff. So, you were recording for Motown. You got Baby I'm For Real. What a great track. And the Bells as well.
We're thankful to Marvin Gaye for that one. You know, he decided to do something on us.
Yeah.
And he brought that one in for us.
Brilliant. Shall we have a quick listen to that?
Baby, baby, you don't understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more. I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
it like working with Marvin Gaye? I mean, he wasn't the only one you were working with. You must have been rubbing shoulders with all of them.
Well, Marvin was very, you know, he wanted the whole thing. He wanted us to just work with him. You know, he didn't like us working with nobody else. So at that time, we were trying to get a hit record, you know. So
yeah.
We did something for other people, and I don't think he liked that too much.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I mean, what was life in general like at Motown Records? Because they were they'd really established themselves in Detroit music as well as across the world. I mean, they'd broken in the UK by that time.
What was what like?
What was it like being a part of Motown at that exciting time?
Oh, it was always beautiful. It was just something. It was just being with the in crowd, you know.
Great stuff.
You know, like Motown was the place to be.
Yeah. I mean, how did it start for you, Hank? Was it in church or was it in high school? How did you get into music?
Well, you know, I've always been into music. My mother, she was a piano player at the church. It's in Detroit. And she used to get my... I got 5 brothers and 6 sisters. And we used to all get around the piano and sing.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Uh-huh.
So what were your early influences then? I mean, you went on to sing soul, which is probably derived from gospel, but what were your early influences?
Right.
Who were you listening to?
Well, that was Billy Ward and the Dominoes. I think I got in the fairground to see them.
Oh, right. That was a doo-wop outfit, wasn't it?
Billy Ward and the Dominoes, they had Jackie Wilson and Clyde McFadden.
Right, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So how did you get involved with Motown?
Well, it was Freddie Gorman, Walter Gaines, friends of mine that I grew up with. Freddie, you know, he was a writer at Golden World Studios. And we all got together and decided to make a group. And we just went along with Fred to wherever he wanted to go. And that was at Motown Records in the end.
Your career really kicked off in the early 70s, didn't it? 1970 and 71, you got 2 LPs came out. And
yeah.
One of them was the Portrait of the Originals that I've spoken about, that Smokey Robinson produced. And that sold more than 1 million copies and received a gold disc.
Yeah, Baby I'm Free was on that one.
Yeah, great album. Uh-huh. Lovely.
Uh-huh.
And so that really kick-started and cemented your position in Motown Records. You carried on, I think, how many albums did you make? Was it 11 albums in the career, the original's career?
Well, you know, we got quite a few albums. We got Portrait, Down to Love Town. I think we mainly got, about 5 or 6 anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you moved, when Motown moved their offices or decided to expand to Los Angeles, you went along with them, didn't you? You left Detroit behind?
Yeah, we all got together and come out to Los Angeles with Motown.
Fantastic. So was there any creative change that you noticed from... I mean, Detroit sound was a really distinctive sound. And then you go across to the West Coast, thousands of miles away. Was it still a Motown... the same sort of Motown sound, or were you allowed to be more creative? I know that you changed your producers to Lamont Dozier. You're working with him.
Yes, right. That was the main thing. You know, as long as we got Lamont Dozier, we were very happy about that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Brilliant.
Yeah, and just so happened, though, that Lamont and Holland Dozier, I think they had a thing going which stopped the production, which stopped the CD that he did on us. They didn't play it right away.
All right.
Yeah, so...
Oh, dear.
I think if they had produced it... promoted it right away, it would have been a big album also.
Well, I mean, you did well with the second album that came out across in Los Angeles, and that was with Down to Love Town on it.
Yeah,
that was a really big hit and took you into the more disco realm. It was sort of a modern
disco
soul thing,
right? I heard it was number one.
Yeah,
in the disco.
Great stuff. I think it made number 14 in the main chart as well, didn't it? The national chart.
All this is news to me. It was great.
Look here, she has a That girl's a fool. I just realized I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, well, I'll tell
you. You know, it's a lot that we don't know, you know.
Well, all I can say is that I play it out at every opportunity, and it's a guaranteed floor filler. If people have started drifting away, I can put Down to Love Town on, and I know I've got the audience back. So very well done on that.
That's great.
And then, of course, that was 77, Down to Love Town, and 78, you left Motown. And
yeah, we
labels?
Went to Fantasy.
Fantasy.
Fantasy Records, yes.
That's right. And
yeah, we had a good start at Fantasy Records, but we looked up and we had some of the same people that came from Motown come over there.
Oh, right.
So they started, you know, they didn't give us too much action after that.
Oh, right. But one of the tracks that you cut there was Temporarily Out of Order. That's since been covered by the Fabulous K's. Great record.
Yeah, those are Freddie Gorman's. He wrote that,
right.
That album.
Uh-huh. Lovely. Let's have a listen to that then. This on the West Coast Fantasy label is the Originals, Temporarily Out of Order. Then the band rather broke up a little bit with the death of one of your band members, Ty Hunter.
Yeah, Ty Hunter. He left us in
81, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Poor lad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he did that kind of stopped a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah, because he was young then, wasn't he? He must have been late 30s,
early 40s. He was the first one that died in the originals.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah. So you can say you released two albums for Columbia and then onto independent label Phase 2.
Phase 2, that was with Hamilton Bohannon.
All right, yeah, yeah. That's right. Well, he was a big wheel in the disco world as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
He
so,
was.
So you're morphing your sound to move with the times. Good idea.
Right. Well, we tried.
Absolutely. Then you were a little bit dormant until you met up with Ian Levine.
Yeah. Ian Levine came over from England, got all the groups together in Detroit, and did some things on it, and a lot of things happened behind that, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what were you doing in the intervening years between 81 and, I assume Ian Levine was about 1990, 91?
Yeah, about then, yeah. Yeah, we were just hanging around, doing nothing, just hoping that something would happen, you know.
Great stuff. You say he got the groups together. He actually paired the originals up with the Supremes for a single, didn't they? Backed by popular demand.
Yes, we did.
That's another nice track.
Yes, we did.
You heard.
track. So are you still are you still keeping busy now then, Hank?
Well, we're doing concerts now with Art LeBeau and Alan Beck and a couple of promoters here in L.A. We just do old school.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're doing those now. You know, Valentine's Day and things like that. You know.
Lovely, lovely. Because I don't know about in America, but in England, there's a real resurgence for 60s and 70s soul music.
Well, that's what's happening here also.
Great.
Because, you know, we got Gene Chandler's son, DeFrance Forrest, with us.
Yeah.
And I got my daughter, Terry. She's the first tenor. She took CP's place.
Uh-huh.
And myself. And then we got Jim Gilstrap. He's with us. He's the one that did the voice on Temporarily Out of Order, and he did For Once in My Life, Stevie Wonder. That's his voice on there.
Oh, right. Lovely. Mm-hmm. Lovely. So you're still performing, and I don't suppose you don't suppose you're still recording, are you?
We're not recording.
Do you have any unreleased material tucked away anywhere?
Well, I have a song that I've been had in the in the can for a while, you know. It's called I Can, I Will. I got it on track here.
All right. Do you have any thoughts about trying to put that out?
Well, I'd like for somebody to do something with it if they can get something going, you know. I just wasn't doing anything myself with it.
Well, as I say, there is a real resurgence in interest for 60s, 70s and soul music, and there are a lot of smaller labels who are bringing out retro stuff, either new material by 60s and 70s artists and also previously unreleased material that was done at the time but never saw the light of day. Like Suspicion that you did in 1966.
I'm really surprised at that. They say that's a big hit over there.
Oh, very much, very much. It's another floor cracker.
That's great.
And that's just had a legitimate release, hasn't it? It's first time. It came out as part of a box set 2 years ago.
Right. That's Holland Dozier Holland did that song.
Great record. Great record.
Please don't say no again. Can we be more than just friends?
fact, it was pirated in the 80s and released under a different name as the Detroit Prophets. It was pitched up. It was pitched up a few. Made it sound like a female vocal, but it's a great record. Great, great record. Lovely. So we're going to play out then with "I'm Someone Who Cares." Great, great track.
Okay.
Right.
That song there was written by Johnny Bristol.
Ah, another great Motown writer.
Yes, he was.
Fantastic. Right, Hank, thank you so much for talking to me.
It's my pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you very much for giving up your time
for
me. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Girl, I don't send you flowers every hour of the hour. I'm just a fella who's in desperate need of you. Oh, baby. Girl, I stand in the background while it's messing you around. You tell your friends he'll be out of the picture soon. Baby, I'm telling you, I'm someone who cares. I'm someone who cares. He keeps breaking your heart when it's true love you need to share. When it's true love you need to share. You need love through the seasons, not someone without a reason.
I'll be the one forever standing by. Let me take you in my arms with true love.